Okay, next case under advisement is case number 11,057. This is the one down to Kate Windsor.
Did I hear the applicant say that there's nothing unique about this and it can be developed?
Yeah, that's correct. I asked him three times. I made sure.
I can check my notes, Mr. Mills. Try to keep copious notes here.
I believe you're correct.
Yep.
But we'll let him check.
My notes here said no uniqueness.
I thought I heard him say it can be developed in conformity.
And he did indicate that the air conditioning unit would be able to be moved to the other side, which I believe is one of the variances that he was seeking, was for that, the air conditioning unit. So those were the two points that I saw. I don't know if Jenny's got anything different in her notes, but.
He just went at 16 feet from Ward Wall Street parking and still be able to maintain his 10 foot. Because they had the garage, they were going to put the hot water heater in the other end. So, but still, he can move that.
I think you asked him, didn't you, if he could move the home over?
I believe the three questions that I posed to him were, could he move the home within the setback footprint? And his testimony was that I think the backside they couldn't because of the size of the barrica. There was always going to be an issue in the rear, but moving it on the side, there was a concern about parking, and I think the applicant alluded to the fact that Cape Windsor doesn't allow for on-street parking. So there were some concerns there about where they could fit a parking pad, and there is a garage there, so that was one of the other questions I'd asked, is what was the plan for that. So
and that must be what the hot water heater in the furnace mm-hmm. in his garage. What he said he was going to use that for.
I don't know that he said. I'd have to go back and listen to the tapes.
Yeah,
but
he did say that, though. Seriously, I wrote that down.
He referenced it, but I didn't know if I didn't. I'd have to go back and listen to the tape to see whether that was the exclusive use of it.
No.
He said it was a one-car garage, but it's also going to house the furnace right. and the furnace. Yeah. hot water.
He needed the 1 foot because it would make that one room shorter.
On the back there.
Mm-hmm. On the back.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's what he said.
But still.
I recommend, Mr. Chairman, that if the board had some confusion over what the applicant's testimony was, that the matter be tabled so the board could go back and listen to the record to make sure the board's clear on it. But if the board feels they're clear on it and okay. feel they could vote.
Members, how do you feel on that? Do you want to be sure and be clear? Or is everyone comfortable?
Fine with it.
Mr. Records, you fine with it?
I'm fine.
Mr. Bartman?
I'm fine.
Okay. Mr.
Hudson? I'm okay.
Mr. Mills?
I was pretty certain that he said that there was no uniqueness and that it could be otherwise developed. I was just looking for some confirmation in that, make sure I was hearing it right.
That's the reason I repeat that I asked him three times, remember?
Right.
Yep. Okay. Then if everyone is comfortable with that then, and there's no further discussion, and if everyone is ready then to vote, Chair will entertain a motion.
Are we going to... I have no problem with the setback in the back, but the air conditioner, I think, will be moved to the other side. Are we going to discuss that or not? No, I agree with you. That's exactly just because it doesn't appeal to... Yeah. I mean, we're here also to make sure they keep their variance. Right.
I have no trouble with the back or nothing, but I think the air conditioner can be moved.
Yes, he said that.
Yeah,
he said to do that.
I don't have a problem with the rest of it.
What about the rear yard?
No problem with that, that'd be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Means it would have to be, okay.
I agree.
I think it'd be a hardship for him to take that much off the back.
Yeah, I mean.
No, it's not built.
Well, anyway.
I think he said it's a Barracca home, and that's the
standard dust.
That's as short as he could get.
Yeah, standard short for those.
I thought that's what he said.
Right.
Of course, I guess he could go with something other than a Barracca.
Okay. So it's the same as, the other one you did, that's the other one.
And that being?
Okay, I'd like to approve 11057 for the following variances. A 1 foot variance from the 20 foot rear yard variance. A 5 foot variance from required setback for, let's see, that's for the home itself. And these are on the north side, the ones in the rear is the first one I said, the 1 foot variance from the 20 foot's the rear. The 8 foot, let's see, for the following reasons. There is a uniqueness in the property, which makes it 50 foot wide. Variance is necessary to enable use of the property. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will give relief. I would say that I deny the 8 foot variance from the AC. I believe the applicant can move the AC into compliance, and the hardship is being made by the applicant.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11057, for a variance, the 1 foot variance from the rear yard. And we've got the 5 foot variance from the 10 foot side yard setback, those two variances, and we deny the 8 foot variance for the air condition. Correct, Mr. Rickards?
That's correct.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
The applicant stated he could develop it in strict conformity and that there was nothing unique. I vote nay. In my opinion, doesn't meet the standard for granting the variance.
Mr. Mills, no. Okay, Mr. Hudson?
I vote aye for the motion made by Mr. Rickards for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Callaway, aye for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11057 then is approved. Okay, that takes care of all of the tonight's business under advice.